We're Alive is brought to you by
HostGator is your one-stop website shop. HostGator makes it simple to get your professional website online quick with plans starting at just $3.47 a month. Let's face it, getting a good .com web address is hard to do. A .net domain powered by VeriSign, on the other hand, still has a ton of awesome names available. After you have your .net domain, it's time to build your website. There's no need to deal with complicated code. HostGator makes it easy with its own custom drag-and-drop builder or WordPress options. Get your site up and running with just a few clicks. So head over to HostGator.com, buy some hosting, get some .nets, and use coupon code ALIVE30 to not only get an extra 30% off, but to help support the show. Once again, that coupon code is ALIVE30.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 39. Chemical Reactions. Part 3 of 3.
This it?
Yeah, this is the address. Watch the perimeter.
I'll stay on the 50 cal.
Yeah, can't drive down inside, can we? What happens if there's a little one hiding?
Aim for the head.
So, we gonna go in, or what?
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Radon Labs was a plain square building in the middle of an industrial complex in the city of Vernon. The outside had several cylindrical towers and a few exhaust pipes coming out of the top. It was one of the plainest, mostly white buildings in the area. The select bits of color came from multiple paint patches that covered old graffiti. The only way we knew we were in the right place was from a small placard on the door with a logo on it.
Why the hell would that bearded zombie fuck come here?
That's what we're gonna find out.
And Kelly has no idea what they made? We got anything to go on at this point?
Nope.
Hey, Michael. There's a shipping door over here. Might be able to drive in after all.
Does it open?
It will. Just give me a second.
Muldoon, drive the truck over.
Okay, I'm gonna back it in. Get a little better coverage.
You don't want to go around and sneak in?
I'd rather draw out anything that might be inside.
I got you left.
All right, I'm gonna open it quick.
Do it. Clear?
I don't see anything.
Inside was a large shipping area. Boxes were piled on various pallets stacked in long rows. It was an enormous room that had several doors leading into what looked like office areas. It was quiet. Nothing moved, and it didn't look like anything had been touched for a long time.
Hey, you want me to back up further?
Yeah. Everyone else move forward and watch the sides.
Thank you.
kill the engine.
So what now?
Maybe one of you should go back and check the front door. They obviously didn't come in this way.
That thing may not have been here at all. This is just where the bottle was made. Just saying.
I know that.
So what do you want us to do then? Putting around the factory floor ain't gonna find much. I mean, what is this shit? Is it even worth taking home? Huh. Anyone need a pallet of Preparation H? Robbins, I'm looking at you.
Shut up.
Carl and Muldoon, stay here. We'll be on radio. If you get a chance, cut open those pallets and grab whatever might be useful.
Oh, got problems of your own, huh?
Whatever. It's still medicine. Puck and Robbins, with me. If we run into trouble, we'll come back in here so you can cover us with a 50 cal.
You want to take point, or should I?
Yeah. Let's go. We cleared several rooms on the first floor, including some sort of medical lab, and made our way further into the interior of the building. Everything was untouched, covered with a thick layer of dust from months of neglect. We kept searching, but were coming up empty-handed.
Nada down here, moving upstairs. This place is deserted.
We feel all clear. Take your time. Just ring some boxes.
So, what happens if we don't find anything?
Then we head back.
I think he means if this is another dead end, how long before we can't do this anymore, our search?
Yeah.
It may already be too late.
What?
I've been fighting CJ over this for a while now, and I think we might be really close to her pulling the plug on our entire search.
Is that why you ran off all gung-ho this morning? Look, man, it ain't a big deal.
Then what will we do?
CJ will give us jobs. Escorts, or whatever she needs done.
Yeah, bunch of bitchwork.
I was so sure about this.
Yeah, being wrong ain't so bad, though, right? I mean, if they're dying out.
Yeah, I guess.
And if it's us together, running around, maybe it won't be so bad.
Maybe not.
Well, I think we might be able to call it. This is just some drug company. There ain't nothing here but butt cream. In the back of my head, I was thinking this place had something to do with it all, you know? But we're nowhere near Ground Zero.
I think you're right.
Then it's just a coincidence.
I guess. Sorry, man. You want to turn back? There's a lot of rooms here. You don't want to go through them all, do you?
I guess not.
Good, because I was getting hungry. We gave it a go. Just know that. We had a chance.
Hold up. I smell something.
A guy mentions food, and this guy gets instantly...
Wait. I smell it, too. Is it one of them?
I don't know.
I don't... Wait. Now I do, but barely. We might have something. Stand fast.
Copy. Standing by.
Which way?
That way?
Hey, check it out!
We rounded the corner to a section of cubicles that looked like they'd been turned upside down. Papers were strewn out everywhere. Several bottles that looked like the ones Randy dropped had shattered and soaked into the floor.
The carpet, it's still wet. This is recent.
Does that smell the same as the stuff in the alley?
Like I got any idea, I barely got a whiff of that.
Well, you see any labels? Anything?
Yeah, they all got labels.
We'll start taking pictures of everything, and don't touch it.
Got it. Somatrophin. And Stanzolzolo. And another one here. You want to take pictures of all these papers too? There's like hundreds.
Well, do what you can. Get your gloves on.
But I already touched it.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, because you're an expert in this shit. What is all this stuff?
I had no idea.
Hey, I think there's something over there.
We rounded the corner to see another dozen or so cubicles, all the same way. Papers scattered everywhere, computers smashed, and drawers pulled out.
This is a bit much, man. We can't possibly get all this.
Well, get what you can.
You sure this isn't some kind of wild goose chase?
I don't know.
These are all like spreadsheets. I don't think we need a budget report. Just saying.
Would you just keep searching?
Any updates?
Nothing yet, just some papers and stuff. But we think something was here.
It'd take us days to go through all this.
I know. I was walking down the hall and then saw it. An office door at the end had been busted open. There was an additional padlock and plate dangling from its screws. The entire door frame around the lock was now splinters. Guys!
What? What is it?
You find something?
It's torn to shit, and look! They even added another padlock.
Dr. W.I. Roberts.
Is that?
Yeah, police tape.
What? Why the fuck is it here?
The office wasn't very large, 10 by 10 at most, but had several storage cabinets and whiteboards, with all sorts of notes and annotations on them. Behind the desk were several glass cabinets that had been broken open, and the contents scattered across the floor.
Did we just find something?
I think we did. What happened in here? Why would there be police tape?
And why would they add a padlock to the door?
The tape must have been here before all this started. Lots of these bottles are missing, but the empty columns are labeled.
Can you tell what? Take pictures.
Yeah, give me a sec. There's a few on the floor.
Here, give me the camera.
Remember, touch nothing.
Huh. Weird.
Megus? Aaron S. Whatever that is. And this whole column's missing? Labels faded.
Follistatin?
How did you...
It's on this paper here, but... The rest, I don't know.
On the table, a small piece of paper, about the size of two post-it notes, was riddled with marks and symbols that didn't make any sense whatsoever. But there were a few words that could be made out.
Yeah, right there. It says it. And then here, if you turn it a little...
Don't touch it!
It's a piece of paper, and I'm wearing gloves.
Does it look like a care?
Yeah, I see it. Downey R.D.
It's an address.
To where?
Here.
And the name on that desk. It looks so familiar.
Yeah. Why does it ring a bell?
Does, doesn't it?
Got it.
Good. Keep taking pictures.
What is this stuff? This Follis stuff's what they grabbed, right? That's why it's missing?
I have no idea, but it's something, and they want it.
Guys, something's up out here.
What is it?
Keep hearing shit. Don't see anything, but something's definitely out here.
They know we're here.
Shit, stand fast. We're on our way.
Well, what about all this?
I think I got enough.
Oh shit, the note! Go!
This way, it's faster! Hurry, come on!
Come on, Robbins, keep up! I'm trying!
Yeah, to choose him?
He's the better shot.
He's fat. This way it'll take us to the loading dock. Come on, come on!
There, it's just through!
Oh, shit, here's our ride!
Oh, damn!
The gun truck raced around the pallets inside the building, being pursued closely by a pale little one who is not so skinny or little anymore. It had grown even wider and taller now. I could see the black marking on its arm, but couldn't tell what number it was. It leaped from shipping stack, trying to get the gun truck.
Shit, they got bigger!
Come on!
All right, come on, follow me down here. This way, it's faster. We're here, coming down the steps. Don't shoot us!
I'll try not to.
They hit it! They hit it! Get in the truck!
Pick us up at the door!
It's still going after them!
Shit! They ruptured the tank! Get off the ground!
What? Why? Oh, God!
Get on the pallet, now!
He's right! Do it!
Come on!
Ah, fuck!
Oh. We're on the stacks, by the door!
As I lifted my foot off the ground, whatever was spilling started to mix and burn, releasing a noxious gas into the air. The truck swerved right next to the pallet as a wave of liquid chemicals splashed onto the little one right behind us.
Get in the back! Jump!
Shit!
I got you!
Make room!
Go!
Get us out of here!
I am!
Several bullets from the 50 cal pierced the little one through the chest, knocking it back to the ground where the chemicals continued to pour over.
Mel, you fucker!
Conserve your ammo, it's dead!
More, man, there's more on the roof! Get us out of here!
The place is burning, it's on fire!
Let it cook!
There's still stuff in there!
And now they can't have it. Now we have something.
Yeah, we have this.
You grabbed the paper?
Sure did. Oh, shit, I dropped it!
Stop the car!
I'll get it!
Hurry!
Got it!
Oh, shit, I just remembered you didn't need to. I got a picture of it anyway.
You shit! Come on! The tires, they fucking melted.
We cannot sit out here like this.
Ugh! You had to make a stop!
Better than them blowing out while we're driving, right?
He has a point.
Where's the nearest safe house?
Two blocks that way.
Grab the radio from the front.
Fuck that, grab the 50 cal!
Get the towel, it's hot.
I got the ammo box, leave the rest. Oh man, you burned through a lot of rounds.
Yeah? Well, good. I killed it, didn't I?
I got this end.
All right, feet, Michael, go.
I got our six.
Shit. This thing is heavy.
I don't see anything behind us.
Cut through here, down the alley. Here. Carl, take the ammo box. Through here!
Open it! Open it! Come on!
Oh, yeah. Got it!
I'm in.
Everyone upstairs, third floor. We continued upstairs, all the while knowing that something could be close behind us. Whatever Randy was getting from Radon was gone now, and those things weren't happy about it.
Make room for the 50 cal. Grab that coffee table, we're propping it up.
Aim it towards the door.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh man, some of that shit got on my arm.
Check the cabinets for some baking soda. That helps burns, right?
I don't know, something like that.
Watch the doors and windows, all of you.
Should we radio Dunbar?
Well, what could they do?
I don't know, send help?
Just keep quiet.
The windows got bars and are blocked out. How can we see where
Just quiet.
There's a lot of them out there.
sat there for hours. The noises passed, and so did the time. How many were out there, I wasn't sure. But it was more than I'd heard in a long while. And then, like that, they were gone.
So what now?
Well, let's see. There's another car here. I think it could fit all of us, one block over. Keys are,
Hey, are these them?
Yeah. We head there in the morning. Get the hell out of here.
You think they'll wait us out? I mean, they do that shit.
Everyone here smells like, well, whatever that stuff was that spilled. I don't think they could find us.
How did you know that stuff was dangerous?
Labels on the outside of the tanks, saw them earlier, skulls, crossbones, bad, not rocket surgery.
Ah, well, just a drop of that shit fucking burns. Can't imagine if we got covered.
I just hope the trip was worth it.
Hey, Robbins, give me that paper you found.
I have it, here.
What is that?
Yeah, found it in the office.
Any of these markings look familiar?
Well, I mean, those are English words there and there.
Yeah, we figured that part out. Matched into the things in the room that we're missing.
So, a shopping list. What?
That's exactly what it is.
I got some more pictures here.
These are from the inside of the office we found.
So what is that stuff? What were they looking for?
We have the name here of one of them. Follistatin. I got no clue.
With Tanya?
Get her on the hard line. Get this info to Kelly. She may still be up.
Got it. What's the extension?
2182.
Who's this guy Roberts?
Whoever's office it was.
And police tape, too.
Yeah, we couldn't see why, though.
Wait, let me see.
Hey. Yeah, I know we ain't back yet. Ran into a snag, gotta stay out for the night. Yeah, whatever. Just write this down, okay? Need Tani to check on it. Follistatin. Follistatin. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, we got a bunch of pictures and stuff and a run-in, but we took care of it. Fucked up the truck, though, melted the tires. It was crazy shit. Yeah.
The name on the desk.
Yeah. Something about it, right?
You recognize it?
William Isaac Roberts. I don't remember, but there's something familiar about that name.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Brett Newton,
Christian Vieira,
Sean Lewin,
and
Tony Ray.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producer Alex Herrera.
Zinterns Ray Husky
and Lauren Kroon.
Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.